Thank you, Jerry.
Good.
Yeah, Israel, boy, you're here. I attended the CAD meeting, and I characterized it as a fiasco and or a parody of what a meeting ought to be. And so I somewhat differ from what Bella and Augustine said, and even somewhat what Bernard said. We need to have outreach to our larger audience. So that's the same way that Alan did when he tried to solicit membership for the program advisory committee. Whether or not we utilize some of those unused names and people, the point is to have a representative body of our listeners on this. And the idea of an election, who would do the electing? I'm not, seems to be a repetition of the LFB. I don't think that would work very well. So I think we need to have some criteria, and I think both management and the LFB need to be in on this outreach and selection. Once that's done, of course, they have no business whatsoever interfering in its actual work, its report. But those are two different things. But in having it performed and in seeing that it's functioning properly, both the LFB and the management have a responsibility to do that. Now, there's no spelling out either in LFC proceedings or in the CPB detail, like so many people, the 24 of that, or how often. The point is, it has to be reasonable and representative, and it has to function. And in the past, for a variety of reasons, in the very beginning, and I was there at the very beginning, 6 years ago, it had not functioned properly to lack of follow through.
Thank you, that's real. Roger?
Roger Norman, and Bernard, I'd like to commend you on the coverage of the Occupy LA experience. And also, I would suggest that you have some emphasis on the processes that are going on there, as well as the people and the activities, because the process is unique and instructive, I think. You know, consensus making with a group that large and that disparate is, amazing.
Thank you, Roger.
And there are good people that can do that on the staff, that are capable of doing it.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Raisa? What do you think?
Bernard, they say electronic recycle day was a good, initiative. Doc Barnett called me, and I went there. She had about 15, computers. We took it there. It was about 4 o'clock at my classroom. I believe the station rented 2 trucks, 8 staff were there on the day off. And 4 o'clock, we had half of the truck was filled with the, computers, electronic waste. I hope, the station makes money after paying the staff on the day off, plus the truck and other, food that was provided for people, But I hope next time, we could advertise it, and, come up with some other idea or different area that, people are capable that they could donate something.
Okay, our public comment time has come to an end, but we have a second one. So if it would be all right with our audience to let the three gentlemen who are lined up go 1, 2, 3, and then the session as a courtesy to them, if that would be okay. Thank you.
I thought you were asking for a kind of extension or 3 minutes from the...
Yeah, you got it.
Okay.
We'll
take 5 minutes.
Why? We have three public comments.
Excuse me, that was her motion.
Just so the three people finish. I just like to
have
people finish.
That's what we have.
And 2 quick issues. One, the process of constituting the CAP, I think, began on the 30th of September. But I would be proposing that the interim folks who were selected or elected maybe should look forward to having another meeting with the general manager so that we can resolve some of the communication that was not clear before. It is nice and in fact very important that KPFK will be having more visibility at Occupy LA. For what happened yesterday between 10:30 in the night and 12 midnight yesterday, I was there it is more than the story that is being told, but the greatest respect should go to the 15 teachers or the 10 teachers who were camping out in that place. And they used to travel through the tunnel from the LA City Council, which is the head of the larger encampment, to Border Street, where you have the office of the LAUSD.
Mm-hmm.
It's a larger story, but it is a unique instance of a people's movement and grassroots democracy.
Mm-hmm.
I will
thank you.
Yes, good evening. The way I see it, the bottom line...
What is your name?
Oh, Dr. Thomas Howard. Thank you. The bottom line is that America has been taken for a ride for the last 10 years. Century 2 coups the top. And this hasn't been a matter of Arab terrorists, but action by presidents with a big business, free trade, and war machine agenda, basically a fascist agenda. In my view, a truly activist radical radio outlet would keep this fact on the front burner every single day. And would include such things as strong Occupy LA coverage, of which we had some, a little bit, super effective, not a much, a lot, but we had some pretty decent. And I would go on and say that it would probably also drop some of our regular commentators, like Ian Masters and Rayo Fari Hutchinson, who have brought, that is to say, who have bought the lie of the war on terrorism, and that Mr. Obama is a good guy when he has sold us down the river many times.
Okay.
Point number two, I'm hoping that the proceeds from the little summer fund drive and then our current fund drive have been earmarked specifically for the transmitter replacement and insulation, and that none of our funds are used for subsidies in other stations of Pacific Assistance. I think this is quite important. And it ties in with our not having good review of what's going on in the financial station. Number three, make a sneak this in. Our contributions that we get during our daily news broadcast, I'm kind of wondering how much of this redounds to our station. There seems to be a lot of ambivalence there.
Time. Thank you.
A lot, speaker. Thank you.
Thank you. I've been, for the last 25 years, a union officer and a delegate to the County Federation of Labor. My name is Lee Sanders. More relevantly, I've been a subscriber to KPFK for since 59. I subscribed when I was in high school. Consequently, I feel I might represent the interests of the older people who have good memories of good programs and bad. I specifically should be addressing this to Alan Minsky's program suggestions, but in general, I just wanted to say that in order to solve the problem of getting good programs and getting rid of mediocre programs, which is a permanent problem, we can return to the good ones of the past. I remember we had an Aldous Huxley series. It was broadcast at least twice in the last 50 years. Could be done again. We had quite a bit of Norman Corwin. You see where I'm going with
this? Yeah.
We could have regular Norman Corwin once a month. We could have regular old radio other than the one that's on now.
Yes.
And, of course, the big problem is what time of day programs are scheduled. There's just all sorts of possibilities for program improvements, and I'll be thinking about that and letting Alan Minsky know about that. So.
Thank you very much. Well, thanks to the public for both comments and board members take note. Now we have a new thing on the agenda, which was passed, I guess, from Governor's Board response to public comments. 3 minutes. Do we have anybody who would like to address the public on anything they've stated? Allie?
Yeah, actually, this could be addressed by Omar or Reza. I just want to get clarification on this FCC seminar, because I have two emails here. One says it's on the 29th, and one says it's on the 22nd. So.
The 22nd. Just because I'm not familiar with
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
A few blocks. Do you have an address?
If you could get that to a board member, we'll pass that to the entire board and get Allie to post it. That would be great.
We'll send it to Nancy Garrett.
Perfect.
Fred and John Parker, and then Fred.
Just the comments about the programming just kind of make me think that it wouldn't be a bad idea if we can kind of look at our mission statement and see. I know part of our mission, of course, is to speak truth to power, and it's kind of a David and Goliath kind of thing going on. And is it proper? Is it appropriate to have some of those voices that are resonating Goliath on our station? And so I think we really do have to seriously look at some of the programming that doesn't seem to fit the mission of this station.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we have Fred and Lydia, and I'm going to put myself on there.
And then that should be
I would recommend that Maywood address be on the website announcing the tab rather than coming out to our LSV. The reason for that is the CPB regulations, and we don't have time to go into an in-depth discussion, but there has always needed to be a separation between governance and the community advisory board.
Correct.
Back in the days before the local station boards, and we had local advisory boards, that was the reason that the PNB could not form or directly have an effect on the local advisory board. It went the other way around where we elected delegates to the PNB. But the reason is because there is an inherent firewall between the two, so it would be better for us to just take the address off of the website.
Thank you. Right?
Through Allie Lesson.
Oh, we'll do my time. Thank you.
Okay. So, I was the last comment.
Okay, yeah. Right. LSB does not attend CAB meetings. You can look, just Google CPB regulation.
Okay.
And then, but the other thing was on this FCC thing, I'm not clear who's invited to attend that, because as I understand it, we're not having a Pacifica Council or anybody make a presentation. It's just another PND member who's been invited. I mean, who's giving it to who? That's why it's just a point of information.
Actually, everyone can go, right? But everybody is invited to go if they want to. You know, if nobody. It's open, but it is mainly focused on producers. You know, programmers. So as you know, a lot of times, you know, we make mistakes on the air, you know, so we can know or learn more about, you know, the FCC regulations. You know. So, and a point of information only, like the address is 4020 Slauson Avenue.
Now that'll be the end of the board response to public comment. We are going to, unfortunately, to our audience is here, we have to close it right now to the public, and the reason why is because we're getting into a contract matter, et cetera, et cetera. We will report out to you. We need to have the general public. I'm sorry, Lydia.
Kim thought it. I mean, our original plan was to have enough chairs brought over from the other building so that we can meet in upstairs. There's a large suite up there. And then Kim said maybe we don't need but there are too many meetings going on over there, so we can bring the extra chairs to have it set up for us. Kim recommended we sit on the floor, so I think we should ask the body, do we want to either take our chairs upstairs, or do we want to sit on the floor, or do we want to clear it, have the listeners leave the room?
Okay. Well, it will be easier for us to leave, I think.
If you wouldn't mind, there's a lot of little nice spaces in next door.
Time for chatting.
Thank you very much. So,
thank you.
We will make, we'll make an announcement. We'll make sure someone comes and buys all of you, and it should last hopefully for no longer than 20 minutes, okay? If the board can realize that we have public
discussion. Do we buy our
dinner?
Thank you.
Thank you.